This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, it's Hoop Day. You have done it. You have crested the peak of the week, and it's all downhill from here. What, Chris? What? What? Downhill is good, Chris. It's less effort to go downhill. You know what? Shut up, Chris. We're talking about other stuff right now. Merrick Garland, contempt of Congress. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. It is good. Is it teeth? Is it enough? No, but it is good. We'll discuss that. We're going to discuss some economic things. I got a text message this morning from a friend of mine in the energy sector. And you're going to want to hear that when you pair it with one of these articles about America's power grid. I'll get to that in a minute. Oh, look at that. The United States of America and Ukraine sign a 10-year agreement to bloodsuck more of your money out of your wallet and send overseas. All that FBI talk, Star Wars is bombing and creating the monster that wasn't there to begin with. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I'll get to emails. I'll get to other stuff. Okay, let's first of all address the Merrick Garland news. I'm not exactly sure how I want to put this. It's a big deal, but it's not a big deal. Let me explain. We are, you and me, we're going to go through some things now in the coming years. Now, it's going to be a lot to take in if we are not flexible. And here's what I mean. The next 20, 30, 40 years of politics in America, I don't know what it's all going to bring. You don't know what it's all going to bring. I can't tell the future. But I do know this, and I know this, because of where we are as a country, the next 20, 30, 40 years in America are going to look nothing like the last 20, 30, 40 years. So what that means is we're going to have to be fungible. Flexible is probably a better word to say with what we view as normal. Normal is going to be changing on you and me constantly. If it was the year, we don't have to go ancient history here. If it was the year 2000 and the Attorney General for the United States of America was being held in contempt of Congress, that would be a big deal. A really, really big deal. And it should be a big deal today. But you know the game we're in now. I know the game we're in now. That country, that kind of normal country, is gone. The Republican nominee for president of the United States of America has been indicted on multiple in multiple jurisdictions, already convicted of multiple felonies that they made up in one of those jurisdictions. They sent the Federal Bureau of Investigation to raid the man's home and then put pictures of the raid, which they staged, online. The FBI did that. The DOJ did that. We have entered a totally different ball game now. A completely different ball game. Hunter Biden is a felon. He is a convicted felon. The president of the United States of America, people were kind of glossing over this, is the head of that crime family that Hunter Biden is simply part of. Listen, this is not, let's set aside the talk radio fodder for a moment. Joe Biden is the head of a political criminal enterprise. And that's not just talk radio stuff. It's documented. We have the laptop. We know about the shell companies the Biden family has created. We understand that 10% for the big guy. We understand why Joe Biden's brother gets this meeting and that deal, and Hunter Biden gets this meeting and that deal, because they're collecting money based on Joe Biden's influence and passing a cut of that money up to Joe Biden. Yes, like it's the Gambino family. And that is the president of the United States of America. So the non-criminal guy running for office, that would be Trump, has already been arrested and convicted of multiple felonies. The guy who is president and is the felon hasn't been tried and convicted of anything at all. We have entered an era in America that's going to be wild. And if we stay married to the past, and I don't mean the ancient past, to the year 2000, if we stay married to the norms that were 5 minutes ago, every day we're going to wake up and be shocked and stunned. And this is going to be the era of impeachments, of arrests, of special counsels, of all kinds of dirty ugliness out there. You realize that the left, they took a dude who was putting memes up online. He was putting what amounts to political cartoons online. And he put one online. I think he was telling people that the election day was a different day than it actually was. You know, it's a funny joke that I myself have made multiple times. Hey, Democrats, election day's on Wednesday. Ha, ha, ha. Just a joke. They sent him to prison. We've entered an era now that's not going to look like it did before. So we wake up today. They had the vote on it, 5-6 hours ago. Merrick Garland, the House passes a resolution to hold Merrick Garland in contempt. Here was Jim Jordan.
We think we're entitled to, we know we're entitled to all the evidence, and that includes the best evidence, which is this audio tape. That's why we sent the subpoena. The Attorney General is being clear. He's not going to give that information to us. So that's why we have the contempt resolution. We assume this is going to wind up in court, but we think our case is strong and we think that we will prevail. But step one is to pass the resolution holding the Attorney General in contempt for not giving the House of Representatives, the body who's in an impeachment inquiry phase of our oversight responsibilities, not giving us the best evidence. Finally, I would just say this. We think the privilege has already been waived. We think when they gave us the transcript, they've waived the privilege. And understand that there have already been times where the transcript that we've received from the White House doesn't match up with what was actually said by the President of the United States. And so, again, for all those reasons, we think we need this information, and that's why the resolution will be on the floor today.
Okay, so let's just drop this out there for those who maybe have been out of the news. What is this about? What's happening here? Remember, there was a special counsel who sat down and interviewed Joe Biden. He interviewed Joe Biden because Joe Biden had all kinds of classified documents he was not allowed to have. As vice president, he didn't have the authority to declassify those documents in the way that Trump did. So Joe Biden was dead set wrong, criminal. It's wrong. Robert Hur sits down with Joe Biden. Joe Biden, look, we've heard enough stories now to know. You think he's bad in public with the anyway. Behind closed doors, he's reportedly a disaster. Out of it. Completely out of it. He just sits there drooling on himself. It's bad. It's really bad. And so the White House, the official White House, remember, the White House is not allowed to be political. They have to be official. It's not the Democrat White House. It's not the Republican White House when Republicans take over. It's the White House. But because communists ruin and pollute everything, they've turned it political, and they've turned the DOJ political. Joe Biden, he gets his transcripts edited. They've been caught doing this multiple times where he will get up and give a speech, and then he'll do something like read end of quote, which was on the teleprompter. And they'll edit that out of the transcript. It's become White House policy to edit the transcripts so Joe Biden doesn't look so old and feeble. It's a disaster. Well, the disaster gets so much worse when you consider the Department of Justice is now in on the cover-up for all the other evil stuff Merrick Garland has done, from arresting pro-lifers to what they did with school board moms to you name it. It's all really, really bad. It's all really, really impeachable. But Merrick Garland as Attorney General is not the protector of the President of the United States of America. I know everyone's shocked because no one learns civics anymore. He's not the president's personal attorney. You don't get to cover for him. And they've arrested his enemies and protected him at every turn. And the House of Representatives, to their credit, you know I'm loath to give Republicans credit for anything, to their credit said, we need the audio tapes. And Merrick Garland said, oh, no, I can't do it with that stupid voice of his. And now here we are, Merrick Garland held in contempt. So let's adjust expectations and talk about where we're going from here, what it means, what it doesn't mean, and then we'll move on to economic stuff and other things. Let's also talk about the pain in your life. I'm not talking about emotional pain. I can't do anything about that other than use my soothing voice to make you feel better. Let's talk about the physical pain you go through. Neck, back, feet, hands, shoulders. Every now and then I'll sleep wrong on my shoulder, wake up nagging shoulder pain. Your body is trying to fight that inflammation. You have that pain because there's inflammation. Why don't you help your body fight the inflammation with natural things? That's what Relief Factor is. It's natural. So stop doing things that are harmful to you and stop living with pain, snapping at your wife, your husband, you're not sleeping well, and just start taking Relief Factor every day. Let it build up in your system. Take it for 3 weeks. That nagging pain will be gone. There's a reason like everyone calls and orders more. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. All right? We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, and you should. We love your emails. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All those can be emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's deal with the nitty-gritty of the Merrick Garland. The House passes a resolution holding him in contempt. Is this going to result in the removal of Merrick Garland from his position as AG? No. Would that even be of a benefit? He certainly deserves it, of course. But would that be of a benefit? No. They would simply take Merrick Garland and sit him on the bench. And when I say sit him on the bench, he has punched his ticket for life by being a loyal communist soldier. He'll walk right out of that office and make insane amounts of money at the biggest law firms in America. So even if you removed him, it wouldn't do any good. But does that mean this is useless, pointless, pathetic? We all know the GOP would never actually follow through and paste him to the wall anyway. Well, no, it's not useless. You're frustrated, and I'm frustrated because of the do-nothing, low-T GOP. I will remain frustrated with the do-nothing, low-T GOP. However, putting him through this, the process itself can be a punishment. Even though it won't end up resulting in something tangible, Merrick Garland going to prison or being removed from office or something like that, Merrick Garland getting put through the ringer is good because it's painful. And the communist, as we've talked about many, 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 many times, only understands fear and pain. Do I think this is going to actually dissuade Merrick Garland from all the evil things he does regularly as Attorney General? No. But maybe it'll give the next AG a moment of pause. Maybe it won't. Either way, if it makes Merrick Garland miserable for a month or two, that's a W. And it is a W. We have to start thinking about things that way. All right? All right. Now, I was going to wait until next hour or later on the show to go over this. And the reason I was going to wait is what I'm about to say is huge. It is very big. It is something I've been hearing about a lot. It's very, very concerning. I don't want to address it too much. Why? Because there's not a ton you can do about it or I can do about it other than digging in, making sure we start winning more elections, legal, local, things like that. So here it is. I'm just going to lay it out there. You know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Our power grid in the country, our power grid in the United States of America is something I have taken for granted my entire life, and you probably have as well. We just take for granted that we walk in, flip on a light switch, and the lights come on. Or we turn on the electric oven or the microwave and it comes on. We plug our phones into the wall and they begin charging. You're probably rolling your eyes, right? Because, yeah, okay. Well, listen, in many parts of the world, that's not the norm. There are parts of the world, even the quote unquote modern world, where boo, the lights go. That's the sound lights make when they go out. Boo, the lights go out. And you just understand with your family, okay, might be a day or two, but they'll get it back up and running. That's how many parts of the world work. We here in America have never really experienced that on a regular level. But as I have talked to more and more and more people who understand what we're dealing with in the country, I find out some really scary things about our power grid. Our power grid is being spit roasted. It's being attacked from two different sides. One side is really evil and nefarious. The other side is just how progress goes. So let's deal with the evil, nefarious part first. You already get this part. The communists in this country and around the globe hate prosperity, hate Western civilization, hate anything good. And remember, climate change, communism, the climate cultists, the genocidal monsters, it is communists. Communism's final form. It is the most murderous portion of communism in the history of it because they intend to kill billions of people. They have relentlessly attacked energy. We're just going to make this about America, even though it's taking place all over Western civilization. They have attacked American energy without end. And I know you're going to find this shocking, but the low T GOP has grabbed its ankles for this movement without end. You can find, even here in red Texas, or if you live in a red area, regularly you will see Republican senators and people running for the House talk about how we can reduce carbon and go for just handing over the ground to the Democrats. Just handing the ground. Well, as soon as you have handed them the premise that carbon is poison, you've already lost. And so, of course, that's what Republicans do immediately. Well, I mean, there's a smarter way. Can we do some clean coal? I just want coal to be cleaner. Or, well, we shouldn't do coal anymore. I want to be nice to the environment. You morons. Coal is unending. And the energy you get from coal is unending. I want new coal plants built every day. But of course, the GOP has bowed to that, including in my state of Texas. Texas should have power coming out of its ears. Now we regularly get warned from the power company, hey, watch that AC. We're running out of juice here. There has been an attack on our power grid. And I should note, this is why I've been telling you about the Grid Doctor 300. Have you heard about this thing? What it is, it's a solar powered generator. And the reason you need that is when the grid goes pop, when the grid cooks off, you need this. You are going to need it. How are you planning on charging your phone, plugging in your mini fridge, fans, whatever you need? You know, My Patriot Supply, on top of their three-month food kits, you know they sell these Grid Doctor 300s, right? They're $50 off right now at preparewithjessekelly.com. This is one of those things. This is like food, water, ammunition. Get a generator that you don't have to plug into the wall. A solar-powered generator that can give you juice if the sun is shining, all right? Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go get one of those. Back to what we were just talking about. That's the nefarious side of our power grid. It's being strained by the left's constant attacks on it. Solar panels and windmills and things like that cannot produce the energy of coal and natural gas and oil. It just doesn't work that way. So that's the bad part. Let's talk about the other part, and then I'll tell you the text message I got this morning. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating and a review discussing how handsome I am. Back to what we were talking about. I know we're going to get to all the economic news. I already covered the Merrick Garland stuff, but our power grid in America is being attacked from two different sides. You already know, I already talked about the nefarious left. Solar panels, clean. We have to use windmills that murder the whales. Not that icky coal. And of course, the low-T GOP grabbing their ankles for them. All right, set that aside. That has been a relentless attack on the power grid. But the power grid is being attacked in another way. While the left has been attacking it and reducing the amount of power we have, we are also increasing our demands on power. We need more power now than we have ever needed before. And one of the main drivers of this, and the technicalities of this, are well beyond me. I would need to ask Jewish producer Chris or Michael to elaborate further. But just know that data. Okay, let's pause on this for a moment. Data. The internet is hoovering up all of your data at all times. Every single time you put your email address in when you make a purchase online, your social media accounts, I'm not trying to freak you out, just understand your data, your information is worth money. And therefore, companies all over the place are hoovering up as fast as possible, as much as they can get. Why do you think you got that text message yesterday, that annoying text message from some political campaign that you never signed up for? I got one the other day for, who was it from? Marjorie Taylor Greene. Hey, Jesse, it's Marjorie. I needed to contribute 10 bucks. How does she even get that number? The campaign. How? My data, someone got it and someone sold it. I told you before, after I finished running for office, I had other political campaigns approach me and offer to pay me money. Money for what? Well, we had all these Excel spreadsheets and things like that of the data of the people who had sent emails into the campaign, donated to the campaign. I essentially had a list of Republican donors and activists, and people will approach you and say, hey, I will pay you for that. I didn't do it, but that's how important your data is. Data is power for these people. It allows them to micro-target you, to market to you. It's so big. Data is everything. Only data, it doesn't just exist in the actual physical clouds that you can look up and see. Data must be stored. It does have a physical component to it, even though all this stuff is electronic. If you want to see something wild, if you're not driving and you're in a place you can do this safely on your phone, go look up, or what's an easy one? Google. Go look up Google Data Center. Just do an image search. Google, the company Google Data Center. You see what I'm talking about? These things are not tiny things. They're gigantic warehouses. You would drive by one and you would assume it's a big Amazon or Walmart distribution center. They're huge. And here's what's so crazy. They have to keep building them. Chris just told me the NSA data center in Utah is 1.5 million square feet. And it's filling up. Every time you see one of these, whether it's Google, the NSA, wherever it's from, they're filling up. They run out of space and you have to dig, you have to build more and more of them. And these data centers, that was a bunch of nerd data center talk, forget about that. But the point is, these data centers are sucking up gargantuan amounts of power to maintain them, to cool them, to do everything there. So we have this power grid that we have always relied on. You've always relied on it. I've always relied on it. And it's being spit roasted from two different sides. You have the dirty environmental commies on one side. You have simple usage on the other side. And what you have in the middle is a power grid that you and me rely on. What does it mean for your life for a day? Forget about 2 days. Forget about a week. What does it mean if you go without juice for a day when you think about it? It's a lot, isn't it? It's an adjustment. So I saw this headline today. Grid operator warns Dems' climate agenda is pushing populist blue state towards blackouts. He's a guy in New York. California's already begun experiencing some brownouts every now and then. They'll experience them. They'll tighten the screws on a couple things and get it cleaned up. And then I got this text message today. I cannot tell you specifically who this person is. I will say this. If I told you who he worked for, you would know the name. It is an energy giant of a company, an absolute giant. I mean, in fact, if I walked into Tokyo, Berlin, or Moscow and said the name of this company, they would know it as well. He is a big shot at this company. This is a man who understands energy more than anyone I've ever met in my life. And unprompted, he sent me this text message today paired with that one. Hey, Jesse, you've been following your stuff, so on and so forth. We have an absolute energy crisis on our front doorstep. I'm reading this verbatim. Texas needs to double its energy output in 6 years, especially without nuclear. And he finishes it by saying, dark days ahead. Now, the reason I'm not going to spend any more time on this is because, as you well know, I don't like giving problems without a solution. I've always hated that about talk radio of, hey, everything sucks and we're screwed. Anyway, I'm gone. Give people action. How do people help? That's why when I wrote that book, Anti-Communist Manifesto, I insisted on action items at the end of every chapter. You're worried about this? Here are the problems. Here's what you can do. Boom, 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 boom. This is what you can do. There's precious little you can do or I can do to fix the power grid, because creating juice, creating power takes so much time, money, research, and energy. You don't wake up tomorrow. Nobody wakes up tomorrow and says, you know what? I like this lot here. Let's put a nuclear plant there. That's not how it works. No one wakes up tomorrow. No one even has the ability to wake up tomorrow and said, you know what? In a month, we're going to have an oil refinery here and we're going to refine oil. That ain't how it works. What we can do, I know it doesn't sound like much, and maybe it's not much, but it would be if we would all do it, is demand a lot better from our red states. Hey, look, if you're listening to me right now on WOR in New York City, honestly, there's nothing you can do about this. Dirty communists run your state, and the lights are going to go off at some point in time. They will. It won't be tomorrow. I'm not saying that. If you're listening to me in Sacramento, San Diego, it is what it is. It's going to be what it's going to be. It's coming. But for the red states, we can begin putting a lot more pressure than we are on our representatives, because the day will come when the dirty climate commies and the demands on our power grid mean you and me, we're stuck. And you know how this is going to work. Let's not be naive. You think Google, with all the money they donate to politicians, do you think the lights at the data center are going to go out? Oh, no, no, no. The data center will be just fine. You can't charge your phone. You lost one of your kids. Google will be just fine. And it's a problem. All right? All right. Look, don't be scared. But we have to talk about this. The grid's something to talk about. Are you ready to have no power? Chalk will get you ready. You don't need energy, because your personal energy will be even higher than it ever has been before, because you'll be taking a male vitality stack from Chalk, or a female vitality stack. So when you flip on the light switch and the lights don't come on, you're just going to say, yeah, I wanted a challenge today. I'm excited about it. I don't even need lights. Anyway, listen. A lot of people, when I've talked about Chalk, a lot of people prefer to talk to somebody on the phone. You want to speak to a pleasant American on the phone? They've got dimes waiting for you to call at Chalk. If you want to talk to them about what they have, natural herbal supplements, go talk to an anti-communist dime at Chalk. Find out what they can do for you. Here's what you do. You can call or text, and this is the number, 50 Chuck 3000. 50CHOQ3000. Get a hold of them. Find out what they can do for you. All right? We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, on a hump day. We're going to get to some emails before we get to the Ukraine stuff, the economy stuff. Some dude at DHS says terrorists are coming into the country. That's generally not good. All that and so much more. Let's do some emails first, though. Dear Jesse, you say they might use Hunter Biden's conviction to push Joe out, depending on the sentencing, so on and so forth. I see this as forcing Joe to stay in office. He can't really pardon Hunter before the election or risk losing Democrat votes for all Democrats. Am I crazy? So on and so forth. Well, no, you're not crazy. And listen, when I say that I think they're going to force Joe Biden out at the convention, remember, it has to happen at the convention. It can't happen before then. He has to get the nomination. And then he has to hand his delegates to someone else. That can happen. That is allowed. That's just a theory. I tell you when I know things, when I have sources, when I'm a journalist.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, Jesse, Jesse.
And I tell you when I'm guessing. I think it's just a theory they're going to force him out. Now, when it comes to pardoning Hunter, well, this is part of the reason I believe more now than ever they're going to force him out. Joe Biden is unpopular. Democrats are panicking. We know that. I know that from sources. We know that from articles that have been printed publicly. Democrat donors, high up Democrats, are scared to death. They don't care about his destructive policies. Democrats hate the country. They care about his poll numbers. They're looking at swing state poll numbers. New one just came out yesterday. The only three states that really matter probably in this election are Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Trump probably sweeps the Sun Belt stuff, Arizona, Georgia. That stuff will probably go Trump. Trump will win Ohio. But this entire election will be decided most likely in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Those are the poll numbers to pay attention to. Joe Biden was losing in all three in a poll yesterday. He's underwater on every issue. Dems are panicking. But this creates an opportunity for them. And an opportunity goes like this. Joe Biden accepts the nomination. Remember, this is just my theory. You can call me an idiot. I might be. I might be totally wrong. But Joe Biden accepts the nomination. Hey, thank you. I'm honored. I knew you guys loved me. You know he'd say something stupid like that. And then maybe that day, maybe the next day, I really developed a bad chest cold. I don't know if my health is going to make it anymore. It'll be some excuse to help him save face, right? I've been diagnosed with this. I did this. I did that. I've decided that I can't fight for you, the working man, as hard as I did before. And so I've decided I'm not going to run for re-election. He can pardon Hunter Biden. He can pardon Hunter Biden as president anytime he wants. The reason presidents do this on the way out is so they don't have to own the ridiculousness of the pardons, because they all pardon so many scumbags who just happen to be friends with them. They all do it. Republicans do it too. Republicans, Democrats, you find someone who was nice to you or you like or helped out your campaign and you give him a pardon and you let him out. And you won't really pay a political price for it. But back to what we were talking about, the political price thing. If Joe Biden does that, they nominate him at the convention and then he steps down, what you can do, what it gives them the opportunity to do is take all the problems, all the things people are unhappy with, and drop them in Joe Biden's lap as they wheel him out the door. Oh, you're unhappy about the border? You know what? We are unhappy too. That Joe, he really screwed it up. Oh, you're mad about inflation? We have to go over economic numbers here shortly. Oh, you're mad about inflation? Gosh, we are sick about that too. And Joe just didn't do the right things. That's why we had to get rid of him. We're glad Joe Biden is gone. Oh, you're concerned about the unending amounts of American money being sent overseas? Gosh, we are too. And that was Joe. We are going to change course now. And of course, they're not going to change anything. Joe Biden's just a vehicle for all the dirty communist policies that they want enacted. The next person would do as bad or worse. But it gives them, in the minds of the American public, it gives them the opportunity to say, wait a minute, this is all screwed up. And we found out who's responsible. It's Joe. Anyway, he's gone. So we got a new guy now. And then it becomes... pick your poison. Probably has to be either Trump versus Dome. I mean, can you even imagine how great those freaking, can you imagine how great the debates would be? Stop. Trump Dome or Trump Newsom or Trump Michelle Obama. Everyone just drove off the road. The reason I say it has to be one of those three, it really does have to be one of those three. Those are the only three who would have a presidential campaign infrastructure, at least some semblance of it, in place. Newsom's been planning on running for ages. If Joe Biden were to have a heart attack tomorrow, Newsom's greasy butt would be in the race in about 5 seconds. Michelle Obama, because her husband has never left politics, as we all know, she's got the infrastructure in place. And Dome, just by the fact that she's VP and would have access to all Joe's stuff, she would have it in place. Now, you can argue, look, don't send me an email telling me how much you hate all those people. I get it. I hate all those people, too. I understand. I can't stand them. But you see the opportunity it would give the communists. If Joe does step down, you can take all these things people are unhappy with and make Joe Biden the fall guy for them. Oh, man, you're unhappy about that? Dang, we're really unhappy, too. That's why we got rid of Joe. We're here for you. Here to help out. All right. I was trying to avoid this for a little while. The economic numbers are out, and it's bad. It's bad. They're lying, of course. We'll go over the lies and what the economic numbers are. And the reason I was avoiding it is this is one of those things we're all just kind of caught up in it, and there's very little we can do about it. And I don't need to tell you that inflation is bad, because you experience it. So I'm not going to insult your intelligence. Hey, guess what? Inflation's still bad. Yeah, you know that. You should probably be making preparations, though. Remember, make preparations. Get some gold or silver coins in your hands. Get them as part of a retirement account, your 401k, your IRA. Oxford Gold Group will handle that for you. Allow them to handle that for you. Tell them I told you to call. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group will get gold coins or silver coins, not gold bars. You're not Bob Menendez. You don't need a bank vault. They'll mail them to your front door, fully insured, in the works. All right? 833-995-GOLD. We have some economic numbers, consumer price numbers, some inflation numbers, some single family home numbers. And I know you're going to find this absolutely shocking, but the system is lying through its teeth about the economic numbers, what they are and what they mean. So let's go ahead and tackle all that next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.